Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, B Says. You can call me B. Today is Sunday, November 1st, 2015. It is 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I have a question for you today here at the I Love Politics show. You know, I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. Here's my question. It's political. Is this a racist nation? Is it that there are too many races in control? I stand with the latter. Too many races in control. And I blame who? I blame the masses. Because as a whole, the majority race has conformed to voluntary servitude. The majority race has accepted voluntary servitude. And because the majority has accepted this, and because in America it is one person, one vote, and because there are a lot of people who refuse to vote for whatever reasons, by the time an election is over, the majority race gets their way. It does not mean that the majority of the people in America are racist, but it does mean that when it comes to voting in America, Americans end up with politicians in a percentage overwhelmed with people with racist agendas, attitudes, heritage, whatever the reason. Racism is racism because it shows up financially, societal, and judicially. Well, here to you today, this is the place for politics. This is the place for praise, and this is the place for productivity. All of that you can find right here at blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, I'm right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. I talk a lot about productivity. You know what politics is. You know what praise is. You know what productivity is. I cover the gamut. I talk to people about how to be employed 9 to 5 on a job. I talk to people about self-employment. I talk to people about volunteering their time. And I talk to people about donating their money. I see these as solutions, productivity. We have to have these things. We must be productive. We must produce if we want the best America ever. We're not getting the best America can be. We are now dealing with people who want to go back to specific times in America. Well, I have to call a foul on that because me being 4th generation out of slavery, I don't know a time in my ancestry that was a great time for my ancestors. Not for me, not for my parents, not for my grandparents, and surely not for my great-grandparents, who was age 10, age 8, when slavery was abolished. So there is no great America for me. And I still work toward an America that's all-inclusive. That's why when you hear people say Black Lives Matter and people counteract with All Lives Matter, it makes you know in America that people are either ignorant if they think All Lives Matter, or they just selfish and just says All Lives Matter. Because it is tried and proven in America that all lives does not matter. You see, America is built with a history of slavery. That's what it is. And that's one of the reasons my title of my show today, Slavery is Widely Accepted by USA Majority Race, meaning the majority race is the reason that slavery is still embedded in this country, because the majority race, for whatever reasons, allow it to stay, allow slavery, denies slavery, delays the process to rid us of all of it, or discredit anything that might rid us of it, because that's the way it happens in America. Our politicians deny, delay, or discredit to have it their way. So when slavery was the law of the land, Americans, for the most part, the majority of Americans, the slavery of Africans, it was accepted. Now, in the beginning, history tells us that there were Africans brought over who were treated as indentured servants in slavery, as were whites. That meant white families come over, they worked 7.5 years and got their freedom. In the beginning, slaves were given freedom after 7.5 years, but that lasted almost like the snap of a finger. It was gone because the white masters decided that they'd never get ahead if they gave freedom to the Africans after 7.5 years. So the indentured servitude was dropped for slaves. Now, poor whites who came to America, immigrants, were still afforded indentured servants, but not Africans, not anymore. It was done away with. And in many ways, from that beginning of indentured slavery for whites and life in bondage for blacks, in many ways, America still has that same mentality, and it hasn't been altered, and it remains intact. Part of this is that it's now not about the blacks that's in America, whether they were born here or immigrated here themselves in late years, their families. It is the masses now that lives under a voluntary servitude that keeps all America oppressed. Because you see, in America today, it is not only blacks that's oppressed now. As a matter of fact, there are fewer oppressed blacks in America than there are oppressed whites, because whites have given in to voluntary servitude. They think it is the way it should be, because they've come to love their CEOs and feel like the CEOs earned what they have and they have a right to do with their money. It's nothing more than voluntary servitude that whites are participating in. So that's why today in America we have slavery, servitude, indentured servants, and all of this part is a part of free enterprise. Because free enterprise depends on labor of the people, whether they are willingly giving their labor or whether they are being forced to give it. Voluntary servitude is destroying the American dream. Conservatives' intent is back to another America. This is not the way to go. There is not an America that I want to go back to. But you see, the GOP has an agenda, and their agenda is deny, delay, discredit. That's what it is, deny, delay, discredit. And they will do it. The GOP will do it no matter what. They will deny something, delay something, or discredit it to get their way. And this agenda creates poverty for the masses, while this GOP agenda grows the profit margin levels, which increases the wealthy 1% of the wealthiest of Americans reaps, and that's it. Now, what does this mean? It means that the GOP agenda, that GOP agenda means that the majority of Americans actually helps the top 2% destroy the society. Because the greed that's in the those who are corrupt in the top 2%, that greed is destroying 98% of America. The society's 98% are not able to participate in prosperity, as does the wealthiest 2%. And the reason the 98% cannot participate in America's prosperity is because the 98% are casting their votes, votes that keep them in voluntary servitude. They cash their votes for the main people who are making slaves of them on the job, and they are willingly doing it because they bow down to the CEOs. It is this majority group that I speak of, this majority group that's actually out there doing things and not doing things because I really don't know why, because I don't know if it's ignorance. I don't know if it's because they're glad to be a part of, to look like the majority of the richest people in America, which is the 2%. I have not a clue why poor people, or almost poor people, but I like to put it to you this way. I have not a clue why people who have to work for their money decides that because out of the 2% that pay them, that's who they need to vote for. Because they are seeing themselves go from one generation to another, living and dying in poverty. Right now, all across America, for political purposes, the GOP is talking down every aspect of America. I have never seen America talked about. America. I'm not saying just one group of people being talked about. I've never seen politicians talk about America as I've seen politicians talk about America since President Obama has been president of this United States. I've never witnessed such in my entire life. The GOP talks down America with every fiber being of their body can to bring down every bit of hope that someone in this country may have toward the American dream. The United States of America problem is servitude, and voluntary servitude, because it is widely accepted by the United States majority race, living one's life out of fear or living your life out of total submissions to others, unless there's some love that you have for that other as being part of the equation, why would you live your life under the oppression of people just because they look like you, but they will never cross your path and you won't cross theirs? Living one's life out of fear and out of total submission to others is not at all about government of the people, by the people, for the people. That means something. And if people just can figure out, if people who work for their money just can figure out they have the power in their hand. But I don't care what happens, it seems like the masses, white people, cannot figure out how much power they actually have. So the question then becomes, how is it that the majority of Americans allow themselves to be ruled by a minority of Americans with no questions asked? How is it that the majority of Americans all themselves, the majority of Americans can all live from one generation to the next without hope, can live from one generation to the next without opportunity, are willing to live from one generation to the next without accessibility to a better tomorrow? Why would people who work for their money be willing to accept less every day of their life? How is it just being a member of the majority race is enough to instill a sense of privilege in you, a sense of supremacy in you? Yet generation after generation, there are no rewards for life's choices other than a life of less than for years and premature deaths, dying like paupers. People, white people, there are more white people living in poverty than any other group of people in America. And they seem to love it because they're part of the 2% as far as the skin goes. Only the skin is color is all that you have in common with those who oppress you. Why is skin color enough? Why does white Americans accept a slavery lifestyle? Why doesn't white Americans choose prosperity? Why? Why? Why is it okay to hand poverty to your children and your children's children and your children's children, just like your parents handed it to you, just like their parents handed it to them? And then you talk about white supremacy, and you talk about the ignorance of the ancestors of slaves, when for many of you, you work today for the ancestors of slaves. How did that happen if the ignorance is only on the part of the slaves, the ancestors of slaves? See, you see, Americans, look. Americans, we, this country, the Supreme Court decided in this country, one person, one vote. That puts you in control. That gives you control. And you see, what it is that male has had control from the beginning. They are not willing to relinquish control. The white women are not willing to challenge them for control. The people that do challenge them for control, because so many people stand with the wealthy white male who will never reach their plateau, but they stand with them, it makes it difficult for prosperity to travel across this country. Prosperity is in the hands of the masses. If we're willing to do what has to be done to gain that control. But instead, the majority race would rather get join forces with the wealthiest 2% and deny and delay and discredit. And the masses get nothing from it. It's called white supremacy. It's called white privilege. It's called white power. And the thing about it is that those who are dealing in white supremacy, white privilege, and white power has no green money. They were born in poverty and they'll die in it. Even the ones, the 2% out of that group, you will find there are people who are corrupt there. But not all of the 2% is corrupt. That's why I have a problem with people campaigning for president when they try to paint all billionaires as crooks. They're not, any more than all politicians are crooks, any more than all of nothing is crooks, because according to somebody says there is a little good in the worst of us and there is a little bad in the best of us. So there are no perfect people and there are no totally evil people, but evil people will prevail if good people do nothing. And that's what's happening in America. Good people are allowing evil people to delay, to deny, to discredit, and it's working for them. And this is the way whites started slavery, by denying, delaying, and discrediting the lives of human beings. And it evolved into money and disrespect for an entire group of people called Africans. And the way whites handle the abolition of slavery, it involved money and disrespect, discrediting an entire group of people who they named Negroes eventually. Then they gave the name of niggers to Africans. And the way whites handled the integration of former slaves, they set up separate but equal for Negroes. And it has not happened yet because they're too busy denying, delaying, and discrediting everything about a black person and everything about poor white people and everything about every group except for the wealthy white men. They come against everybody else. So the way that whites handle civil rights, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, yep, things are better. But out of it come racial discrimination like never before. Wage discrepancies still remain. Employment opportunities are not there. Educational opportunities are not there. Fair housing is not there. And all because people find ways in policy to deny, to delay, to discredit the people of this country, especially black people, by saying all lives matter, when indeed they know all lives does not matter in America. All lives never have mattered in America, but all lives will matter, and that means black lives matter. And once this is completed, and it shall be completed, because the works of the protesters are being supported by the prayers of prayer warriors across America and across the world, because everybody knows what America has done to the black race. Everybody knows that the black race has been the slaves, have been the mammies, have been everything, the fighters of wars, everything that America needed, and has never once attempted to supply the needs of the black families. It hasn't ever happened in America. And this is why when people like Trump says, make America great again, he leaves out. He might as well say black lives does not matter if he say make America great again. And if you adhere to such language, then you're saying black lives does not matter. And we know better. And we know the American dream exists. And we know that the peace of the American dream is there for the ancestors of the slaves. For we are no longer in slavery, not black people. Now it's the white people that's in slavery. They are volunteering to live in slavery. The blacks who are having to be out there and work every day, no, we're not volunteering to be into that. It's involuntary now for us because we know it's slavery, because we know our history. And just because it's no longer free labor, it's almost free labor. And when we know we can't have our basic needs and some luxuries, some wants, we know this is what involuntary slavery looks like. So we are not for this. And if we can convince the majority that they are living in voluntary slavery, we can turn all this stuff around. But for some reason, that white American holds CEOs in the highest of esteem. I don't know why. I cannot figure that out. But I do know what slavery is and is not. And it's not the blacks that's living in slavery today in America. Blacks are doing everything they can to get out of it. It seems like whites are doing everything they can to stay a part of it. I don't know why. Somebody have to tell me. Servitude is what whites are participating in now. They are willingly allowing themselves to be paid less and screams at people when people say we need more money. They'll say things like, why you want more money to flip a burger? You want more money to flip a burger because there are enough people buying burgers and everything else for people who are selling that stuff to be a billionaire after they cover all their costs. That means it's not right. They don't pay taxes. That means there are needs of the masses that is never met from one day to the next. Problems. And I think the problem is because we have too many Americans that don't know their history, namely white Americans that don't know their history. The top 2% of America's wealthiest has control of this nation. And because of the 98%, that wealthiest top 2% has denied, has delayed, has discredited an entire population, generation after generation. The American dream is no longer on the table for most Americans. That means for most white people. The only thing is that this dream is there, but it's not in sight. People don't know their history, and they're bowing down to CEOs, mainly white people. And the masses actually allow this to happen. And who is the masses? The majority race. And who is the majority race? The whites. Now, we have to say, the majority of Americans are not racist. But the majority of Americans are allowing a handful of races to control this country. And so, therefore, whites are happy with voluntary servitude. Now, other groups have decided that and realize the deck is stacked against them, and they protest. They protest now. The whites, not the majority, right? They're not protesting. There ain't nothing for them to protest. They happy with their $7.35 an hour. They happy with their $10 an hour that they were making 30 years ago. White people as a majority race do not seem to realize that they live a life of voluntary servitude. And it shows that they are content with it every time they go out and vote for Republicans who only care about the rich getting richer, not about making people rich. Black people today knowingly works as involuntary servitude. They do. They know it's there, but they're not happy with it. We're not. Because we show that our dissatisfaction because we support the Democrats. And we support the Democrats because we know the Democrats is saying the things that we need to have to move forward. And we know that without the Democrats, this country would not have progressed to the point it is now. When it comes to jobs, the Democrats have always been the one to deliver the jobs. When it came to health care, Democrats has always been the one who delivered. When it come to supportive services, poor white people in the streets of America back in the 20s, it was the Democrats who come up with plans to save the lives of the majority race of people. So why is it for white people that the color of their skin is enough? What is wrong with that? Where does that sickness come from? I'm B. Sayers. You've been listening to the I Love Politics show.